This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. On Thursday, choirs from 10 corporations and one wild card team will compete in Cincy Sings. We're going to talk about what you might expect from the event. I think we have a little preview of one of those songs here. If we can hear that, you're going to listen to the wild card winner for the competition.
5, 6, 7.
Hey, doom, baba, doom, baba, doom, baba, doom.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Why do fools fall in love?
Why do birds sing so gay? Lovers wait the break of day.
And you are listening to the wild card winner. They lost in the first part, and then they would. Able to try again and get in as a wild card. I thought they sounded pretty good. So if that's the losers, I can't imagine how good the winners are. Joining me to talk about this are ArtsWave Senior Director of Communication and Engagement, Rebecca Brummels, and Laura Boggs from Procter & Gamble. On the phone, Jewel Sisk with Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center, who is participating in the event. If you have a question or a comment, you can call us at 513-419-7100 or email us, talk@wvxu.org. You also can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Laura, we'll start with you. Tell us what this is all about.
Sure. So a few years ago at Procter & Gamble, we were looking to enhance our internal ArtsWave campaign. So the idea came to mind that we should do this thing called the Sing-Off. Children's Hospital, as you just heard, they've been doing their internal campaigns similarly, doing a Sing-Off at their organization for the last few years as well. So we kind of modeled our Sing-Off after theirs. And we found that it really enhanced the campaign at P&G. We saw a lot of people coming out and supporting their coworkers that they had no idea could sing. Everybody coming together, performing in this fun 2-hour event during the middle of the workday just to take some time away and celebrate the arts and bring people together. So it's been super successful at P&G. This year, Mel Healy is the campaign chair of ArtsWave, and she had this great idea. Well, if we can do a sing-off at P&G, and if Children's Hospital has a sing-off, why not invite other campaign companies to do the same thing, have a competition internally, and then invite their winners to compete against ours at a citywide event. So that is what became Cincy Sings, which is happening tomorrow, Wednesday, April 9th. I know we said Thursday, but we want to make sure people come on the right day. It is actually
Wednesday.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
I made a mistake. I'm sorry
I think
about that
was maybe a mistake in our paperwork, but that's okay. We want to make sure people get there the right day. So tomorrow.
So that will be tomorrow. Rebecca, tell us your involvement.
Sure. ArtsWave is the sponsor for Cincy Sings. This is an event that is promoting our campaign, our community campaign. We have a goal this year of raising $12 million to support the arts all over our region. And so ticket sales from this event support the campaign. But more importantly, we found that these sing-off events at these companies really got the juices going for our workplace campaigns, which are the most important part of how we raise our money. More than 52% of contributions to ArtsWave come through these workplace campaigns. So anything we can do to make them more fun, more exciting, to enhance the morale at these companies, the better. And this has been just a terrific success in that regard.
Jewel, so you've been participating. Tell us your role and what you think about it so far.
Yes, hello. I've been participating for the last 3 years that we had here. And it is, just like they said, something that is real nice, vibrant, lively to get everybody together, get camaraderie going on. I've been a captain for our team for the last 3 years, like I said, and ours pretty much started back with the idea and the inspiration behind Nick Lachey's Clash of the Choirs, and that was back in 2007. So when he had his TV show and his choir won, if you know that they donated $250,000 to CCHMC, and behind that is where we came with, we did something similar right after that. And then when the choir games came to Cincinnati, we decided it sounds like a good idea to label ours the same or similar and make it the choir games. And that's what we've been calling our internal competition, the choir games, for the last 3 years.
Now, I don't know, did you know who might be good because they kind of sing along to the radio at work or always have their iPod with them? Or I don't think people necessarily expect the folks at Procter & Gamble and Children's Hospital to be such great singers.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. You don't know who has background in arts and talents right offhand, but I've been here for a while, and I know a couple people that we support each other outside of work with talents and plays or different things of that nature. So we know people who have kind of musical background or arts background, and the same throughout the hospital. When the time comes, we just ask for those who would like to volunteer or want to participate. So we get all type of different talents and people with talents, you know, that just have the energy to participate, that just love the arts, that just love to be able to support something positive.
Now, do you have a director that sort of is teaching along the way, and maybe somebody playing piano to accompany you? How does that all work? Is it all a cappella?
It is for us, yeah, pretty much a cappella or supported by a track of some sort. In our internal, we are allowed to do accompaniments, which could be piano, violin, guitar. You know, we pretty much leave it open to whatever talents are available that they want to bring on. So it can range from a lot of different ways to incorporate music.
Laura, are there any particular rules everybody has to follow?
There are. We encourage teams to focus on their vocals for Cincy Sings because that is primarily what the judges will be scoring. But that does not limit them from having accompanying music by MP3 or CD or a piano or any other kind of instrument. As Jewel said, I don't want to give away any secrets, but there are some instruments involved in Cincy Sings that are not piano. So some things that are very interesting. At our P&G Sing-Off, we've even had anything from an electric guitar to people just using percussion instruments and beatboxes, people becoming their own instruments, which is really interesting too. So we see a wide range of talent, not only in the vocal talents, but also in the accompaniment.
And choreography,
yes. We'll see all kinds of dance moves. There's some really fancy dance moves we're going to see at Cincy Sings as well.
Costumes? Do we see costumes?
Costumes, yes. Everybody's very specific on their costumes, making sure everybody matches and looks coordinated. It's a big production for these teams. They take it very seriously. So it's really exciting for us to see how far people take it. And every team has a unique spin on it. That's the other exciting thing, is there's no two teams alike. They're all very unique.
Jewel, would you say that's true?
Yeah, I would say that's very true. And just to piggyback on what she was saying, when it comes to costumes and everything, like, we even took it to another level for this year and gave it a 70s theme. So that was our theme here, and everybody loved it. I mean, we had a lot of participation from all our upper level leaders, and they dressed up and had bell bottoms on and hats and furs and boas. You've seen all types of different things. So that was fun to see everybody in different garbs for that day. So we did enjoy that.
We're talking about Cincy Sings. It comes up tomorrow. I had that wrong in the beginning. It's tomorrow. If you have a question or a comment, you can call us at 513-419-7100. Email us, talk@wvxu.org. You also can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Now, this has been going on for a while at P&G. Is that right? When did it all start?
3 years ago. So 3 years ago, the idea was brought forth by my partner in crime, Sarah Saunders, who works in Pantene at P&G. She said, I want to try this thing called the Sing-Off at P&G. She brought it up at a meeting, and I have theatrical experience. I actually studied theater in college. So I stepped forward and said, you know, I think I might be able to help you with this. So from there, kind of history was made. We tag-teamed and created what is now a hallmark in our corporate campaign, if I do say so myself. We've learned what works, what doesn't work. We're always, you know, finding out new ways of doing things, and people are always surprising us. But the bottom line is people have fun, and they really look forward to it.
How many teams from P&G?
Well, we've had anywhere as much as 12 the first year. Then we had 10 last year and 11 this year. Then, of course, we have our P&G team that's going to be representing our company at Cincy Sings.
Which is their lawyers.
our attorneys, yes. Our legal team, which it's kind of a joke that, you know, everybody sees them in the workplace. They seem kind of serious, and then they get on stage, and you just cannot even believe that they are the legal representation of Procter & Gamble.
So there's just one P&G team, one children's hospital team, and then a variety of other businesses,
yes,
as well?
We've got Humana, Kroger, Horseshoe Casino,
GE
Aviation,
American Modern.
Yeah, I'm trying to
remember all 10.
So
all
there's 11. A lot. And, of course, the wild card team. Mm-hmm. Chris is calling.
Yeah, and, of course, that wild card team, of course, happens to be another children's team.
Exactly.
So two teams from children's in this
So we take our competition, pretty much we're continuing our competition.
Exactly.
You're moving it forward there. If you have a question or a comment, our number is 513-419-7100. Chris is calling from over the Rhine. Hi, Chris.
Hi there.
What's your comment?
I just want to say I'm lucky enough to be one of the coaches for one of the Cincinnati children's teams, and I'm just absolutely blown away at the level of dedication that these guys have put into it. This is not just thrown together.
How much practice does it take?
It's so well organized.
How much practice does it take?
Well, I see emails coming through. I don't go to every one of their rehearsals, but they're rehearsing, you know, several times a week during their lunch hour. So, you know, valuable time for them.
Jewel, is that true? You spend a lot of time practicing?
Yes, that is true. We have had quite a few rehearsals that we have, and actually one of our last rehearsal was today, of course, to get the final touches on everything. And we really appreciate our coaches that we've had available. Chris and Kellyanne has been wonderful helping us out, so we've all enjoyed it immensely.
Yes, we have to say thank you, Chris, too. That was immensely helpful from our standpoint, too, to make sure that all the teams are bringing their A game.
We had coaches step up from Cincinnati Opera, Cincinnati Boy Choir, Young Professionals Choral Collective. Several of the great singing groups all over the region were willing to put coaches forward to help these teams.
So just to give them some idea of where they're headed, not necessarily, as you said, Chris, you're not at every rehearsal. What is your role? What do you do?
Well, most actually, there hasn't been that much for us to do because they're so well polished. So we just give sort of third party. What do we think the judges are going to be looking for, and how can they sort of fine tune things? But these Cincinnati children's people, they're fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, Chris. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and go Cincinnati Children's.
Yay!
513-419-7100 is our number if you have a question or a comment. And everybody wants to know where and when. So we said it's tomorrow, but what time tomorrow and where can people go to take part?
It starts at 7 o'clock. It's at the Aronoff Center downtown. So it's a great opportunity to come downtown, grab a bite to eat beforehand, and come see the show. Tickets are $20. And there are still some VIP tickets left. At the $50 level, you get a pre-show reception with our host, Drew Lachey, and our wonderful judges for the event.
Well, how did Drew Lachey get involved in all of this?
Well, we made a relationship at Procter & Gamble with Drew last year when we did our sing-off. Just somebody, a friend of a friend, got us in touch. And so he hosted our P&G sing-off last year, and it was absolutely fantastic. So he hosted our event again this year. And as we were planning for Cincy Sings, we couldn't think of anybody better to represent Cincinnati and the arts in Cincinnati than Drew, since he is himself a model of how the arts can impact you and why Cincinnati is awesome.
Our phone number again, 513-419-7100. If you have a question or a comment, Ray is calling from Westchester. Hi, Ray.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm out enjoying some of the weather and listening to your great radio show.
Well, thank you. What's your question?
I was laughing out loud. It's just a comment, but I was laughing out loud. You made the comment that you didn't expect that talent coming from a place like people at P&G.
Well, I didn't mean it quite like that. I think my point was that you think of folks that work in the corporate world as being pretty straight-laced and not necessarily in the entertaining field, and everybody has lots of talent.
That is absolutely correct. I just wanted to say that it's probably one of the most creative and talented group of people you'd want to meet, and it's just really fantastic to hear you sponsoring the Cincinnati Sings thing. I just want to chime in and say thanks a bunch for doing this. It's very, very important.
Have you heard?
Gee,
have you heard it before?
I have.
What's your favorite part?
You mean in terms of the Cincinnati Sing?
Sure.
Oh, they do stuff around P&G. Stuff that I've seen is, you know, one off type stuff. It's just the number of people that are singing, playing, the choreography, just the whole thing is really amazing.
Well, Ray, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it.
You bet. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Our number, 513-419-7100, if you have a question or a comment. Jewel, how many songs do you perform? Is it just one song, or do you do a whole series?
Well, in our competition, we're allowed to do up to two songs, or a medley, or time frame of 10 minutes. So the last three times for ours, we've done two songs, and then just one song for this year that we actually won.
Is it hard to decide which song to use?
Sometimes it is. You know, we got a bunch of. I mean, depending on how big your group is, and everybody has, you know, their input, and they want to pick certain songs, and then we all just mull over what's the best song for action, energy, you know, upbeat, something that people will be appreciative of taking their time for their lunch and coming out to support us to listen to.
Rebecca, do you find that the performances sort of run the gamut of varying types of music and styles?
Absolutely. There's some that are very traditional, sort of, we're going to stand here and sing a really simple choral arrangement. There's some groups that have a real gospel flavor to them. There are some that are doing real traditional a cappella doo-wop, and then there are some that are doing that sort of mashup a cappella style, really high energy pop. So you're going to see a really great range of choral music at the event.
Who judges?
We've got four judges. We've got Bob Herzog from Local 12, local, you know, performer and talent playing Willy Wonka at the Children's Theater right now. We've got Kathy Wade, the internationally acclaimed jazz vocalist, Pam Myers, Tony-nominated Broadway actress, and Dr. Casey Hayes, who is the artistic director of the Cincinnati Men's Chorus. So they're a really fun group.
There are a lot of big personalities, we'll say that. We had
That's an even number. I don't know. Can you get an answer if they disagree there?
I think they'll do their best. I don't envy them. They have a really tough task because they're some really great teams. But they're up to the challenge. They've got some really, you know, we've put things in place to make it so that they can be as clear as possible on which teams deserve the accolades. And I think it may be difficult, but I think they will be able to execute that.
It's a very strict scoring system.
Yes.
Really?
So we have a rubric and everything. Yes.
What kind of things are you looking for in the scoring?
Well, vocal quality, as I said, is the most important thing. We have stage presence. So if that's choreography, things that they do on stage, creativity, of course, it's always important. That could be their costumes, that could be their props, and then I'm forgetting the last
song selection.
Song selection, thank you. Yes, see, Jewel is up to the knowledge because I'm sure they've been studying that thing like crazy. Yes,
right.
So song selection, because it is very important to see that people choose a song that not only showcases their vocal talents in their particular group, but also is fun, engaging, or it says a message, it brings a message home, it moves the audience. So those are the four criteria that the judges will be looking at.
Jewel, do you look at all those sorts of things as you're choosing what you're going to do and how you're going to put your performance together?
Somewhat, if we have them firsthand. Sometimes, because our internal, we start with a set of rules, and sometimes it may change, but 9 times out of 10, we really just look at something that's going to, you know, make us have fun, and all the other stuff kind of falls into place.
Well, what is it like
once
you're singing with these people regularly? Do you find that your workplace involvement is a little different after you sort of meet them in a different level?
Yeah, of course, especially with our department leaders, because at first you probably didn't like how they say about PNGers, you didn't know them as fun and, you know, inspirational until you are representing them as their team. And then they're like, come on, let's go. You see that competitive spirit and
right.
You see the fun part, and they're like super happy that we won. And it's so fun to see the other side of like us, the leaders.
And do you win just the satisfaction, or is there a grand prize that comes with it?
Well, there's a prize.
For our internal, when we won, we have a trophy that we have, and because it's a departmental, we kind of get to float that trophy around throughout the year to each department that was participating with the team that won. And we also get medals. So we get first place, second place, and third place to every team member that was a participant in the runner-ups.
And what about in the big Cincy Sings?
At Cincy Sings, we've got some pretty cool prizes. For the first place team, they will sing the national anthem at a Cincinnati Reds game on April the 14th. They've also been invited to sing in July with the Cincinnati Pops at the Broadway concert in Riverbend. They get some swag bags from some of our partners and also a trophy. And the runner-up has been invited to sing at Moonlight Gardens for Summer Fair in May. So And we're still getting some interest in having other teams make other appearances. So
people, the support has been fantastic about the event. So we're seeing all kinds of different sponsors step forward to say, hey, here, have this that you can give the team, or let us sponsor that, or let us give you something for free. It's been fantastic.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and it's coming up again tomorrow. Where and when?
Tomorrow at the Aronoff Center. Show starts at 7 o'clock. You can find tickets on our website, theartswave.org, or through the Cincinnati Arts Association. And it starts at 7 o'clock. It'll probably run just a little more than 2 hours, so you'll be home in at a decent hour on a Wednesday night.
Thank you all for being here. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Joel, good luck.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We've been talking about Cincy Sings, a local choir competition. It takes place tomorrow. My guests today were ArtsWave Senior Director of Communications and Engagement, Rebecca Brommels, Laura Boggs from Procter & Gamble, and Jewel Sisk with Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. She's one of the performers for tomorrow. Producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier. Today's technical director was Rick Andres. Our engineering staff is Don Danko, Bill Dean, and Mike Makinich. We also had help today from Kevin Reynolds. Archives of our program are available on our website, wvxu.org. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.